Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 results conference call of Apex Industries Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Please note that this call will be for 1 hour. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and very good morning to everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Apex Industries Limited. The management team, we have Mr. Anil Jain, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Dinesh Kumar Agarwal, Whole-time Director and CFO. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Anil Jain. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sakshi. Good morning, everyone. A very warm welcome to Apex Industries' earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2025. I truly appreciate your time and continued interest in our journey. It's always encouraging to engage with those who share our belief in the power of sustainable business transformation. FY25 has been a year of dynamic execution and strategic progress for Apex. We have strengthened our market position across each of our core verticals while continuing to embed sustainability, digitalization, and operational excellence at the heart of our business. At the macro level, India's thrust on infrastructure, energy security, renewable transition, and green mobility has created a fertile ground for companies like us to lead with purpose. At Apex, we've capitalized on this momentum by remaining agile in our strategy, customer-centric in our execution, and committed to scalable and future-ready operations. Before diving into the numbers, I'd like to briefly reflect some key highlights from the year gone by. Our ash and coal handling sector remains the backbone of our business, delivering efficient logistics services across more than 40 power plants across the country. With the handling capacity touching close to over 70,000 metric tons per day and a 2,000-plus fleet strength, this vertical continues to grow with our operational expertise and some strong policy tailwinds. We are actively expanding our presence to newer geographies within India and deepening existing partnerships. Our green mobility platform, operating under Apex Green Mobility Limited, is fast becoming a symbol of our vision for decarbonized urban transport. With over 1,300 EVs deployed across key cities such as Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad, and Mumbai, and with the tailpipe CO2 abated to the tune of 24 lakh kgs of CO2 already, this vertical has not only been gaining scale but is also now evolving into a full-stack mobility as a service offering with enterprise clients at the center. Recently, we have made a strategic realignment to our operations at Bangalore by phasing out the EV airport taxi services at Bangalore International Airport, which will help us sharpen our focus on the scalable B2B and B2B2C model transportation that will be anchored in long-term partnership and stable demand. The withdrawal of service from Bangalore Airport will help us save an annual fixed cost of 6.82 crores and other variable expenses pertaining to the operation over there. The EV fleet has grown from 24 vehicles in March 2023 to over 3,300 vehicles today. Now turning to the financial performance for the quarter and year ended March 31st, 2025. On the standalone performance, total income for Q4 FY25 stood at 629.07 crores, reflecting a growth of 81.97% year-on-year. The EBITDA for Q4 stood at 63.21 crores, up 45.3%, and net profit came in at 57.09 crores, up 59.68% compared to the same period last year. For the full year, total income stood at 2,482.52 crores, representing a growth of 78.75% over FY24. EBITDA for the full year stood at 216.42 crores, up 45.48%. The net profit for FY25 was 189.41 crores, up 87.60% on a year-on-year basis. On the consolidated performance, the consolidated income for Q4 FY25 stood at 643.88 crores and EBITDA for Q4 stood at 63.82 crores, while net profit was at 47.92 crores. FY25 consolidated income for the year reached 2518 crores and EBITDA at 209.81 crores, while net profit came to 158.38 crores. Across all metrics, we have delivered strong year-over-year growth while maintaining healthy margins and efficient capital allocation. Our robust balance sheet, disciplined cost structure, and data-driven governance mechanics mechanisms continue to serve as key enabler of this performance. Looking ahead, we are entering FY26 with a renewed optimism. With sustainability and stakeholder value creation at our dual North Star, Reflex is poised to lead India's clean tech and infrastructure transformation. Once again, thank you for your trust, belief and support. Your encouragement fuels our ambition to do better each day. I look forward to your questions and a rich discussion ahead. Thank you. Over to the questions, please.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. A reminder to participants, please restrict yourselves to one question. If you have any more questions, you may rejoin the queue. Let us wait while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Vimox Shah from Goyam Labdi FinTech Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a question that so what are the key technology advancements we are implementing for the further enhancement for the operational efficiency? So beyond the green mobility, enhancing green mobility.
On the green mobility, we are actually using as much of technology as possible for completely monitoring the operations of every vehicle. Even all the rostering of the people for using our vehicles is being done digitally now. The usage of the vehicle, the battery usage, the battery availability, the route taken by driver, everything is digitalized and everything is being monitored from a central control system center in our Chennai office.
Okay, okay. Got it. And another question is like...
sorry to interrupt you, Vimal. I would request you to rejoin the queue. Participants can ask just one question at the moment. You may rejoin the
queue. All right, yeah. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Narayan from Equity Wise Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Congratulations on your good set of results, sir. If I go through your accounts deeply, sir, I have got some things to observe. There's a negative cash flow of 264 crores, while your net profit is 158 crores, sir. Negative cash flow means that net profits are not converting into cash. That is slightly disturbing, sir.
I'll take up this question. This is Dinesh Agarwal. See, if you have seen last quarter, our debtors days was 81 days, and which has increased to 101 days. All receivable, all profit is converting into cash. Since the business has drastically gone off, the debtors days has increased. Or where the business has drastically improved, we have from last year 1300 crore, we have crossed 2400 crore this year.
Can I ask one more question, sir?
Yes, please.
You have infused preferential equity of 900 crores, sir. But at the same time, from the equity, you could have brought down your borrowings. But now it shows both your short-term borrowings are also increasing, sir. Why, sir, it is?
Sir, we out of 905 crore raise, 512 we have received. Whatever the borrowings are there, that is only the LC, sir. And whereas if you see the bank balance, which is there, plus there is a vehicle loan. Because of that, that vehicle loan, which is payable within less than 12 months, being classified under the short-term borrowing.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one more point, sir, if you allow me?
Multiple people are in the queue, sir. I request if you can join back again the queue, you can ask again.
Just one question, sir. Just one question.
Yes, sir. Please.
There is a GST demand from your notes. Whether provision has been made or it has been treated as a contingent liability.
It is being treated as a contingent liability.
It has been treated as a contingent. Okay, gentlemen. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Smith Jain from Flawless Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes. So I had just one question. If I remember correctly, in the Q3 con call, we had mentioned that Q4 is the best quarter for the company. So I just wanted to understand from a sequential basis, like what faltered because of which the revenue growth on a sequential basis, we weren't able to grow because we were supposed to handle the highest tonnage as well. And the quarter was supposed to be the best for the company. So just wanted to understand from that perspective.
So I think the major shift, I would say, was that the ash handling business has grown in this quarter, which is our key focus going forward also. The volumes have increased and there has been a little bit of the margin pressure, mostly because we have started many new sites currently. Because of that, the margins have been a little lower. But I think currently, with the number of power plants we have been able to get into and capture, we are on a fast growth trajectory, sir.
And will we be able to double down on the run rate, or like the Q1, Q2 is going to be slightly on the slower side and the later half of the year is going to be better?
The Q1 will be a little, because the rains will start by June, July in many of the states. So generally, the Q1 and the beginning of Q2 are always little lag. They will be a little slow. But yeah, after July, August, they will start picking up.
Okay, thanks.
I'd like to point one more thing. Though the turnover is less, the profitability has been maintained and it is more. So our focus on efficiency is continuously, it is going on. And the where we are increasing the ash business, where the margin is very high.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Kumar from Ace Capital. Please go ahead. Rajesh, please go ahead with your question, please. Since there's no response,
we can take them again.
Yeah. Since there's no response, we'll move to the next.
Okay.
Next
sorry, part. I was in mute. Okay. Sorry.
Yes, please. Hello. Go ahead.
Yeah. Out of your green mobility revenue this year, how much comes from the long term contracts?
Most of our business in B2B is long term contracts for me, sir.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for my channel.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shaurya Punyani from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Also, given that we have grown so much in FY25, so what kind of growth momentum are we expecting in the next, like, for only in FY27, the next 2 years?
I think the growth is now, we're working on a growth trajectory and the growth is continuously going to happen. And though we don't have any number indication being shared in the past and currently, but we definitely are going to grow multifold from here.
Okay, and from where, from which are businesses will we see?
Ash handling growth will be the core for our businesses. Most of our revenues next year and following years are going to come from ash handling, sir.
So our revenue mix will not change, are you saying?
Revenue mix, if you see, currently also power trading is reducing. All the low margin revenues are reducing and high margin businesses are growing, sir.
Okay, sir. And is it possible to share the margins of each business, like roughly?
we don't have currently. Maybe we can, again, on a separate call, we can pull out the data and share with you.
Okay, okay, sir. No worries. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vidya Shankar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Anil sir and Dinesh sir. Pleased to be back after a short break. I was into multiple engagements and was not able to join your call. Hearty congratulations on the numbers, and our joy knows no bounds because we have been performing as per your commitment. Also, I want to congratulate the team for the timely decision to not get into the lending arrangement with Gensol, which has saved the lives of millions of people. Coming to my question, receivables and operating cash flow has got addressed. There is also a concern on the dipping margin in terms of percentage, YOY and QOQ in terms of operating margins. That is one. And what about the, is there any way, like Cairo did a filing of a case on DSC for GSM, can Reflect think on those lines, because this ASM thing has been a long drawn out affair, I think more than one year this time again. Last time after a year we came out, but this time it's taking long. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for good words and appreciation and standing by us all for many years. So, to answer your first question, sir, the reason for dipping of margin is mostly because we have the PAT percentage is almost same. If you look at the last year and this year, we have, maybe this year we must be at 7.62%. But we will be going from here because it is only a form where we are, when we start the site, there are initial expenses which are then amortized over the period of time. So most of the sites will start generating, and now when our revenues are more focused on ash handling, this year you will see a better margin for the on the total turnover.
That is not the concern. Operating margin is the concern. Correct.
Sorry, sir. Operating margin will also get better, sir. Now this year, going forward, yes, because the focus will be on ash. Second, yes, we are also not sure why we are in ASM stage, multiple stages. I think that's something which SEBI only can answer.
No, I actually last time I fought with SEBI and NSC, and I managed to get it out. But this time my fight is falling on deaf ears, and this time it is moving back and forth, 4-3-2-1, like nobody's business. So this time I'm unable to fight with them. Last time I had a huge fight with them, and I managed to get it within 3 months. But this time, even my fight is fading, and I fail to understand. I'm just suggesting, like Cairo did once, did something out of the blue. They are a micro cap. We are close to large cap. So can we think in terms, it's a management call, sir. I can only suggest, because that will only add to the comfort level of people to stay longer with you, to have the faith in you and the system also. We can't challenge the system, but we can question it.
We'll legally check the viability and come back, sir, and we'll try and do the best for our shareholders, sir.
Sure, sir. That's good. We don't want to challenge it, but we can question it.
Sure, we'll work on that, sir. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Krisha Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so first of all, I want to know about the ash and coal handling business. So, sir, in Q4, we had mentioned that our daily capacity was increased from 60,000 tons to 70,000 tons from Q3. That was a 10,000 metric ton a day increase from Q3. But, sir, in terms of revenues of this segment, the revenues dipped about 100 crores in Q4 as compared to Q3. So, just I wanted to know, sir, if the handling tonnage is rising, so is there a direct correlation between the revenues also, or is there some other mix due to which the revenues got decreased?
So if you see, the trading of coal is reduced in this quarter and ash handling has increased. Because the coal is a low margin business, we have gradually reduced that business and increased the ash handling. While the total revenue by numbers would have reduced, but the margins, if you see, have almost been getting better only, sir.
Yes, sir, the margins have definitely improved. And sir, regarding the total tonnage, if you could provide some for the FY 26, like, if I'm correct, sir, we had mentioned now 18 million tons for FY 25. We have been able to do around 10 million tons, if you could correct me. And, why is it, sir, that there has been lesser tonnage done? And what is the tentative projection for FY 26, if you can give?
So, approximately, I think we'll be able to, the current year's tonnage have not reduced drastically, I would say, but some of the, I mean, the future projection, I think it will be a very confidential information to give the tonnage, because the tonnage will be handled. But the market size I can give you is very large, sir. And the number of plants we're operating is increased from 18 to 40, sir. So you can definitely see the number of, we have onboarded totally new, 20 new power plants in this quarter. So you can see that increase in tonnage happening next, increase in value happening next year, sir.
We have entered 15 states now. Previous year, we have done 6 million, we have done 10 million this year. Definitely, this coming financial year, we'll do much better. And our presence in new state, in the last quarter, we have entered Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand, and we're continuously capturing new geography so that we achieve more quantity of the work and also the business.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, what if you could-
Sorry to interrupt, Krishna. I would request you to rejoin the queue for more questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Dhanraj Tolani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, as you plan to grow your EV fleet up to 5,000 by FY 2027, so what is the investment needed and how will you fund it?
Sir, yeah, can you be a little louder, please? We are not able to make out what you say.
One second. I'm saying you plan to grow your EV fleet to 5,000 by FY 2027. So what is the investment needed for that, and how will you fund that?
So most of these vehicles, we're going to raise a vehicle loan of about 80%, and the equity requirement is not going to be very high. It will be roughly about 50-60 crores. I think we already have raised enough capital, and there's more money which is going to come from the preferential issue. That will be enough for us to fund this requirement, sir.
Okay. And one more question.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Dhanraj. You can rejoin the queue for further questions.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ayushi Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sure. Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. So, my question is that how much of your refrigerant gas portfolio is now made up of eco-friendly or low-emission products?
100% of our refrigerant gas is only eco-friendly. From day one, we've been only dealing in HFC-based refrigerant gases.
Okay. And are you planning to expand to more states for your ash handling or EV services?
Yes, we are planning to grow across other states also.
Okay, so which states?
We are already there in about close to 15 states.
15 states.
And we'll be-
40 plus.
We'll be going to another about 5 states in the next, in this coming year.
Okay, okay. So which region are you targeting?
Especially the Northeast.
Northeast. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Seth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. So my first question is that-
Sir, can you be a bit louder?
We are a little louder, Mahesh.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So my first question is that, can you share how margins differ across your main businesses, like especially green mobility and power trading?
Power trading, the margins are very little. It's only 0.2%. The, if you look at our, one minute.
over there, Anna, is it? So power trading is a very low margin business. It, we make very less margin of 0.2% or 0.3%. We have slowly reduced that business drastically. The EV fleet currently is, because it's an operating B2B business, currently we are losing money there, but this year will become profitable there.
Okay, got it. And my next question is that are you facing a price challenges in importing refrigerant gases, especially from China?
No, sir.
No?
We don't have any challenges.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Yashwanti from Kogi Investments. Please go ahead. Please be a little louder, Yashwanti. Thank you.
So, as we are looking to enter more focused on the corporate employee mobility services, so just wanted to understand, like, normally, how, what is the contract period for whenever you get an input for this contract, the employee transportation contract, and what is the feasible size to get into this contract with any corporate?
So, currently, the contract size varies from anywhere between 6 months to 3 years. And okay. For us, we look at minimum 5 vehicles as the minimum number for us to enter the company. But where the companies have very large requirement, and if they start with 2 or 3 vehicles, and we have a visibility of 1,500 vehicles over the next 1 year, we are going ahead and starting business in all these corporates.
Okay. And so how is the mobility analysis? So what is the feasible contract size? I mean, what is the contract size normally you enter into it?
Minimum vehicle, we require 5 vehicles for a company.
So only in terms of the numbers of vehicles. I was just looking for the
distance. The difference of the distance covered, where to pick up, where to drop, various other variable factors for the for a number of vehicles is the base for us to enter a company.
And so, what kind of margin will enjoy in this business as we have moved from the airport taxi and focusing on this? So, I guess the margins comparatively much better.
Generally, gross margins will be anywhere between 16 to 20%, and I think it will be profitable this year in this business because it's going to be only B2B.
Oh, okay. That's it from my side, and we should be ready for this.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saurabh Singhania, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So my first question is,
Can you be a bit louder? Your voice is fading.
Now it's audible.
Yes.
So we secure a wind turbine order from Torrent Power. So how much revenue do you expect from it?
Can you repeat, sir? Your voice is fading.
Now it is okay.
Yeah.
So my question is, so we secured a wind turbine order from Torrent Power. So how much revenue do you expect from it?
You mean the wind turbine order from Torrent Power?
Yes, so how much revenue do you expect from it?
It will be approximately about 750 crores of revenue.
Okay, and the second is, for the 1,000 EVs being added in the next year, so can you please explain the term of your
partnership? You are actually not very audible. Can you be more clear, please?
Now is it?
Yeah.
Hello. So my question is, okay. So my question is, the 1,000 EVs being added next year. So can you please explain the term of your partnership? Is it a fixed rental or usage based?
No, but it's which 1,000 vehicles you're talking about?
The 1,000 EVs is added in next year.
No, I don't know where that information, which information you're referring to.
No, I am talking about the partnership.
Your question is not very clear. Can you repeat the question, sir?
Oh, please wait.
We'll move on to the next participant. That would be Krishna Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, my next question was regarding the wind power vertical. So recently, sir, we have planned a huge, amount for that particular division. So I just wanted to know, it is mostly in the form of corporate guarantees. So have we procured some major orders for which that would be used, or how are we progressing on that vertical? If you could highlight that, please.
Like just now I mentioned, that is more for order from Torrent, which we have received for 750 crores, which will be executed this year, sir.
Okay, so the whole revenue would be generated this year itself, FY26?
Over a period of next period. Yeah, next 15 months, actually.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Riddhi Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm myself, Riddhi Gupta. I have three questions to ask. One is, what is the dividend and bonus plan for this year? And we have recently seen a lot of EV wheels in the Bangalore and Chennai cities also. So what are your future projects? How much expansion are you planning to go ahead with that? And the third one is, I've seen that you have came out from the Gensol also. And so what was your learning from the Gensol?
The first answer to your third question, I think this is more an earnings call, so we'll not talk about learnings here. We'll have some other call to our advisor and share those data. Second, yes, we are growing EV business. Our focus is going to be B2B and B2B2C, and we are already there in four cities, and we look forward to growing many more cities. The third question was on bonus and dividend. I think it's a board's call, so I'll leave for the board to make a decision on that.
Okay. So how much expansion are you planning for the EV wheels and in what timeline?
Sorry, by you mean the number of vehicles or what is the question?
Yeah, the number of vehicles and the number of cities.
Yeah, we're planning to grow to many more cities. We currently are in four cities. We look forward to growing at least another three, four cities in this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yash Kukreja from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So I believe ash and coal handling business is the major contributor to our total revenue. And as per your previous comments also, it will be in the similar lines going forward. So, sir, could you help me with the market share, our market share, and also the guidance and sustainable margins in this segment?
Currently, our market share is less than 2%, or I would say less than 1.5% in the country. And the industry is growing very, very sharply. I mean, there's a lot of, see, the coal demand is growing, and the thermal power generation will never reduce because of requirement of the thermal requirement, power requirement in the country. So I think the ash is going to be generated, and the disposal of that will become very, very important. Because we are the only organized player in the country, we see that the scope of our growth is very, very high. And with the increase in the number of power plants from 15 to 40 this year, 25 to 40 this year, I think we'll be growing much faster. We want to have a substantial market share in the country over the next 5 years. We want to be at least in a 10% plus bracket of market share in the country, sir.
Okay. And sir, any guidance on sustainable margins in this segment?
Yeah, the margins will get better as we grow. From the current margins of about 7.62%, I think overall at the company, we should grow to close to 10% margin over the next 1 or 2 years.
Okay. And sir, top line guidance?
Top line guidance, we don't have a number, but yes, we'll be growing substantially this year.
Okay. So it will be in similar lines as we have done in the past few years?
Yeah, the growth will be good.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Participants, please restrict yourselves to one question. The next question comes from the line of Raj Seth from Abans Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
I wanted to ask a question regarding refrigerant gas. Could you
hear me? A little louder, Raj. Thank you.
I have a question regarding refrigerant gases. Can you help me understand the price trend of R32 gas, R134A and R410A?
So these price sensitive are very, this is very confidential information for customers. So we would not want to disclose the prices from the call.
Okay, sir. That would be it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish from CoFo. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, please go ahead.
So I just saw a note in the about the results saying that there is a demand of around 29 crores from CGST Act under Section 74. And have you created a relevant and required provisions for that?
Only it has been classified as a contingent liability. There is no provisions required. We are confident that we will win this case in the appeal.
Okay. Is it virtually certain or...
Ashish, I would request you to rejoin the queue for any further questions so that the management can address...
Ashish, just to clarify, we are confident about winning this case. This is happening for all the group across India. And we are confident on this. Since we are working on a unorganized business where we engage various local contractors and there is a challenges for them on certain compliances. Because of their non-compliances, we have got the demand and we are confident to win this case.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
So just one question. So you closed this FY25 with a PAT margin of 6.4%, okay, on a consolidated level. Now, given the kind of multifold growth that you're speaking of, can we expect PAT margins to be 10% in the next 1 to 2 years?
There are two things which will add to our PAT margin because we have removed the, we have withdrawn from our services from the Bangalore airport. So for the subsidiary company where we were losing money for the Bangalore airport B2C services, it will add some more, will not lose money there. So that will help us to regain our PAT margin. And apart from that, even in the ash and coal handling business where we are focusing, we will be able to make the margins better. I think in the next 2 to 3 years, we are targeting a 10% margin.
In the next 2 to 3 years on a consolidated level, right?
Yes, that much.
Okay, that's it. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Smith Chen from Flawless Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes, so, you've already answered that we have one project on the wind energy front, but I just wanted to understand what plans do we have going forward with regards to this segment, right? Because we've been talking about coal ash handling being the foremost segment that we want to focus on. But are we also going to apply and, you know, bid for more tenders in this segment, or, you know, this is not the priority for the company for this financial year?
No, this current year we are working on various other contracts also. Slowly we want to grow this business also. Over the next 2-3 years, we also want to be a leading wind turbine supplier in the country. So this business will also grow gradually. But we want to take one step at a time and with one supply, and then once we are confident, we'll want to grow this business again.
Perfect. Thanks. Is it a trading business or a manufacturing business?
Sorry to interrupt, Smith. I would request you to rejoin the queue for any further questions.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Kumar from Ace Capital. Please go ahead. Rajesh, please go ahead with your question and unmute yourself in case if you're on mute.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, please. Yeah, so my question is, has your renewable energy O&M subsidiary won any more deals beyond the Torrent Power project?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, no, I'll take that.
Yes, we'll be doing many. We are discussing with top IPPs in India, and we'll be doing more projects. And that is also a focus area, and we'll be doing more projects there, as answered in the previous question.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side at the moment. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rohan Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, just wanted to understand what is our wind turbine capacity today and what is the kind of competitive intensity that you are seeing in the industry? In addition to that, also wanted to know what your margins will be in this business. Thank you.
We are starting off with CKD and going to get into manufacturing. The capacity of our turbine is 5.3 megawatt single turbine, which is currently the largest, one of the largest in the country. And we'll be the first to do the CKD and manufacturing. And going forward, we see the potential for this business is going to grow. And this technology definitely is going to be superior to all the existing technologies. Also, this is going to have, this can generate more energy at a lower wind speed also with higher, the towers will be about 130 meters.
And, sir, about the...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Rohan. You may rejoin the queue for any further questions. Thank you.
Just to clarify, margin will have the, we have a better margin, but there is a competition, there is a huge competition in this line of business. And since we have a superior technology and superior partner, we are confident that this business will have a better profitability.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shaurya Puniani from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please.
So just a clarification, I missed your earlier part. So that wind turbine order, so are we manufacturing it or we are sourcing it from somewhere?
So like you said, the first year will be CKD and second year will be manufacturing over here.
We are starting with a CKD import and doing an assembly in India. Over a period of time, we have an 18-month plan to do the localizations in India.
Okay, we'll start our own manufacturing unit then.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We have already taken a factory in Silvassa and we will be doing the localizations in India.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish from Co4 Engineers. Please go ahead.
Sir, when you were answering my previous question, you said the business is very much unorganized. So why it is unorganized? Like, why are you telling that it is unorganized? This was missing. I need to understand it.
Sorry, can you repeat your question, sir?
As business is largely, it is unorganized, sir, today. Every power plant engages the local transporter and they do the business. Why it is unorganized, I will not be able to answer. This is how the currently in India it is operating. And few players, like we are the India's largest assembling company and we are organizing the market, providing the benefit of organized player benefit to the power plant in India with a various technology and also with the respect to the compliance, where the unorganized player not able to do the certain compliances. We are fully compliant being a listed company, both with respect to labor laws and the fiscal laws. We are fully compliant, compliances we are giving it to the power plant. And also we are providing the various technology support, like having the GPS for each of the vehicle, having the tracking, setting up a control center, providing the all the data, doing the geotagging for the dispatch, complete dashboards we are providing it to all the power plant in India. Currently, it is 95% of the market is completely unorganized.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vidya Shankar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for admitting me again. My next question was, the next foray, like we did a very good thing from core competency, we went to EV, back to core competency. Now we are kind of diversified. So is green energy and wind turbine related to solar energy, is this a allied business opportunity that Repex can look into?
Yeah, it was an opportunity which came to us for manufacturing wind turbine, and looking at the growth and the need in the country for alternate energy and renewable energy, I thought we took up this partnership and we are developing this business. So I think this business will grow in the country over the next few years.
And also it is an allied business since it is again a power industry. Our already a relationship is there with the ITC player, and we are, it is a continuous relationship in this.
Yes, that was the thought. EV, power trading, now wind energy, green energy could be the next logical step forward.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Obliged.
The next question comes from the line of Krishna Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned previously that we are planning to increase our market share in ash and coal handling from 1.5 to approximately 10%. So just I wanted to understand, sir, what benefit does the power plant have that we get the orders, and how do they select the vendors? Is it only basis the low cost bidder gets the project, or do they look at other parameters like the quality, technology, qualifications? I'm just asking, what do the customer looks when they finalize the vendor?
Sir, we just answered this, that what benefit we bring to the customers. We bring digitalization, we bring compliances. This is a, this ash which is being generated is a environmentally hazardous product for the power plant. So they need somebody who can really handle this well and ensure that all the compliances regard to environment is there. So we bring that strength. If you look at our growth in the last 2 years from zero to where we are today, that itself should demonstrate that people are looking, large companies are looking at organized players for disposing this ash. And we are confident to grow in this sector, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Samrat Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Morning. Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate the entire Repex team for a wonderful year. You've breached 2,000 crore revenue. So congratulations for that, and thank you for creating shareholders' wealth. I've been invested in this company since the last three and a half years. Congratulations for that. And my question is regarding the cash flow statement. There is one line item like increase in current and non-current assets. It has gone up by 269 crore. So I want to know what exactly are the main contributors to this.
This is more of a vendor advance, and another is the unbilled revenue. One is the vendor advance for the business for the first quarter, which we have already booked and will be executing in the April month, majorly in the April month and the May month. And there is another part in that is the unbilled revenue, where the business has happened in the March month and February month. Since the billing could not be done, and billing is happening in the April 1st week and the April 2nd week, that is the reflecting as a non-contract asset. And that is another part is the, in our receivable, the one part is a retention, and the retention receivable is also in that, included in that.
So in the receivables part, sir, I wanted to know whether the debtors, are you getting, the debtor days is roughly about what, 90 days? Because in the second last call, Anil sir had told that from the billing process till the time you get collections, it takes about 90 days. So is that the same benchmark, or has it increased or decreased? I wanted to know.
It is increased, sir. It is 113 days now. It is 80.
Okay.
101 days. It was earlier, it was 81 days.
Okay, sir. So any guidance for that, for reduction, anything possible in the next coming
year? Yes, but since we are working with government business, it will be anywhere between 80 to 90 days for some period of time. Once the cycles get established, it will reduce. So I see another two quarter to three quarter, it will be between 80 to 90 days.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And all the best for future quarters and years, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Prashant from TCL. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Please go ahead, Prashant. Yes.
Yes, sir, I just wanted to check. I understand this question might fall under the ambit of RefX Renewables also, which has not declared its results yet. But the segregation of businesses, if you can share broadly, how will it be? What will be under subsidy of RefX Industries and what will be done by RefX Renewables? That is one. And a side question to the manufacturing knockdown turbine that we are importing, which is a technology provider which we will be assembling in Silvassa factory. I missed that if it was shared earlier. Thank you.
Sir, I'm sorry. I will only talk about RefX Industries today. RefX Industries, like you know, are the three sectors, ash and coal handling business currently. In the RefX Industries, then we have power trading and refrigerant gases. We have two subsidiaries. One is into employee mobility, green mobility. Second is into wind turbine manufacturing, sir.
Okay, sir. And which technology partner will be there for the wind turbine manufacturing eventually or the imported assembly that we are doing
We are tied up with a company called Vensys, sir. It's a German company.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't catch that.
Vensys, V-E-N-S-Y-S, German manufacturer, German company.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for me.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ashish from Co4 Engineers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for allowing me again. So considering, referring to your segment revenues disclosed in consolidated figures, so you have a loss from wind power. Can you, what is the reason for that? Because revenue is absolutely there is no revenue from wind power, but is it a burning business of yours?
No, it is the original. We are only established a company now. These are all first year of operative, pre-operative expenses and operative expenses. So it is not a burning business.
Yeah. Done. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Saki Panjiara for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of RefX Industries Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@redkirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference. Have a nice day.
Thank you everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.